We've got a new take on a fossilized favorite. It's a new theory about the Brontosaurus.
All brontosauruses are thin at one end, much, much thicker in the middle, and then thin again at the far end. That is my theory. It is mine and belongs to me.
That's it, is it?
Okay. That's not our theory. That's from Monty Python's Flying Circus.
The theory we're thinking about, my theory, actually not mine, is the name. You know, the Brontosaurus, that big lumbering dinosaur with the long neck, seems like such a gentle plant eater.
And this particular dinosaur has been a favorite in popular culture. In the science world, the Brontosaurus has not been such a favorite.
Scientists always used a different name, the Apatosaurus, meaning deceptive lizard, for this dinosaur. Or at least they did use that name until now.
A study published in the science journal PeerJ this week finds the Brontosaurus is just different enough from the Apatosaurus that it deserves its own name.
They are quite similar, but still the study said that they are enough different to keep both of them as distinct.
That's Emmanuel Chopp. He's the lead author of the study, which looked at almost 500 traits of the two distinct dinosaurs. He says, look carefully at that long neck of the Apatosaurus.
Below the neck vertebra, they have these extremely robust so-called neck ribs, and it's similar but not so developed in Brontosaurus.
Okay, but still, not everyone is convinced.
I'm not holding my big Brontosaurus bash just yet. I want to see if this is going to stick around.
That's Brian Switek. He's a science writer and author of the book My Beloved Brontosaurus. Though he's unconvinced, he's not dismissive.
To me, it's as magnificent a dinosaur as if it's called Apatosaurus. You know, a dinosaur by any other name would be just as wonderful.
Although the name Brontosaurus means thunder lizard. It's hard to beat that.
Pronto, 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 brontosaurus. Hirmuen, hirmuliscos.